新书旧书，知行英语与您分享一本好书的智慧点滴。
The Practice of Management，
管理的实践。
关键词
Federally Decentralized Unit，
联邦分权单位。
Federal Decentralization，
联邦分权化。
Homogeneous Stages，
同质阶段。
Managing Managers，
管理经理人。
Managerial vision，
经理人的观点。
Functional decentralization，
功能性的分权。
Market standing，
市场身份。
Managing worker，
工人的管理。
Managerial unit，
管理单位。
Guaranteed annual wage，
担保的年薪。
Manager development，
经理的培训。
Contributed value，
贡献的价值。
精彩点评。
One of the greatest management handbooks， Gerard Croes，
写的最棒的管理类指南书籍之一，吉拉德·克罗西。
The late Peter F. Drucker is the most influential management thinker of the 20th century. This book was first published in 1955 and consists of 5 parts plus a proper introduction and conclusion. Drucker, in the preface, explains that the first aim of this book is to narrow the gap between what can be doneand what is being done, between the leaders in management and the average.
已故的彼得 F. 德鲁克是20世纪最有影响力的管理学方面的思想家。这本书初次问世是在1955年，书共有5部分构成，另外还有一篇序论和一篇结语。在序言中，德鲁克解释了写就此书的第一目的，就是缩小我们能做的事和我们正在做的事之间的差距。
The late Peter F. Drucker is the most influential management thinker of the 20th century.
已故的彼得 F. 德鲁克是20世纪最有影响力的管理学方面的思想家。
This book was first published in 1955 and consists of 5 parts plus a proper introduction and conclusion.
这本书初次问世是在1955年，书共有5部分构成，另外还有一篇序论和一篇结语。
Drucker, in the preface, explains that the first aim of this book is to narrow the gap between what can be done and what is being done.
在序言中，德鲁克解释了写就此书的第一目的，就是缩小我们能做的事和我们正在做的事之间的差距。
Between the leaders in management and the average，
缩小管理方面的精英人物和一般的管理人才之间的差距。
多学一点。
Preface， 要看这个词的意思，我们首先需要看一看前缀 pre。这个词缀的含义是在什么之间，先于。来看几个单词 ：preschool 学前的 ，prehistoric 史前的 ，prepay 预付。Reward 战前，那么 preface 从字面上看，在脸的前面，意思就是书的前言、序言。那么后记怎么说呢？就是 postscript。
The origin of most of today's bestsellers, Jose A. Sanchez Villanueva.
当今大多数畅销书之源。
It's really surprising how a book dated 54 can be so modern. Throughout its pages, you can see paragraphs that simply are the source of many later killing books. McGregor's theory, Hertzberg's ergonomic factor, the vision of Ted Levitt about marketing myopia, the search for simplicity, the modern concept of ethical behavior of companies, and so many others. Really amazing how Drucker already peaked on these points many years ago. What new have all these new gurus been speaking about?
一本1954年出版的书，观点居然能够如此的现代化，真是令人称奇。翻阅书籍，你会发现日后很多畅销书的观点都来源于这本书的字里行间，比如说麦克格列格的理论、赫茨贝格的人类环境改造学的要素、凯德·卢维特关于营销近视症的先见之明、对简单名义的探索、公司伦理行为的现代概念，还有很多其他的观点，真令人惊叹。德鲁克居然在那么多年前就已经隐约有了这些观点的雏形。那么那些新的权威们还有什么新的理论可说呢？
It's really surprising how a book dated 54 can be so modern.
一本1954年出版的书，观点居然能够如此的现代化，真是令人称奇。
Throughout its pages, you can see paragraphs that simply are the source of many later killing books.
翻阅书籍，你会发现日后很多畅销书的观点都来源于这本书的字里行间。
McGregor's theory, Hertzberg's ergonomic factor,
比如说麦克格列格的理论，赫茨贝格的人类环境改造学的要素，
The vision of Ted Levitt about marketing myopia,
泰德·卢维特关于营销近视症的先见之明，
The search for simplicity,
对简单名义的探索，
The modern concept of ethical behavior of companies and so many others.
公司伦理行为的现代概念，还有很多其他的观点。
Really amazing how Drucker already peaked on these points many years ago.
真令人惊叹，德鲁克居然在那么多年前就已经隐约有了这些观点的雏形。
What new have all these new gurus been speaking about?
那么那些新的权威们还有什么新的理论可说呢？
多学一点。
Bestseller, seller 的字面意思是售货员，但是这里的 bestseller 可不是指最好的售货员的意思，而是指卖的最好的，比如畅销书、畅销盒带、金唱片等都可以说是 bestseller。比如现在的 Harry Potter series, 哈利波特系列丛书，以及 The Da Vinci Code 达芬奇密码。另外我们还可以经常在书店里看到贴着 Bestseller Top 10 畅销书前十位的布告。 Peek 匆匆地看一眼，偷偷地看一眼。来看一个例子吧。 He just had time to peek into the room before the door closed. 他刚向房间里望了一眼，门便关上了。表示看有很多种表达法，我们就再来学一下 peep 这个词的意思，就是窥视、偷看。在英语中有一个片语 peeping tom, 指的就是偷窥狂。
Nevertheless, the most striking issue is.His lookout for human virtues in managers. Integrity and character are the main tools of the right manager. We are still on the search for them.
但是德鲁克指出的管理者身上具有的人类美德的观点给人们留下了最深刻的印象。要做一个好的经理人，就应该诚实正直。为此我们依然在不懈的努力。
Nevertheless, the most striking issue is his lookout for human virtues in managers.
但是德鲁克指出的管理者身上具有的人类美德的观点给人们留下了最深刻的印象。
Integrity and character are the main tools of the right manager.
要做一个好的经理人，就应该诚实正直。
We are still on the search for them.
为此我们依然在不懈的努力。
多学一点。
Nevertheless, 但是，比如说 She was very tired. Nevertheless, she kept on working. 她虽然很疲倦，然而她却继续工作。我们当然也可以说 But, however, nonetheless.
现在我们再来听一次英文原文。
One of the greatest management handbooks, Gerard Croes. The late Peter F. Drucker is the most influential management thinker of the 20th century. This book was first published in 1955 and consists of 5 parts.Plus a proper introduction and conclusion. Drucker, in the preface, explains that the first aim of this book is to narrow the gap between what can be done and what is being done, between the leaders in management and the average. The origin of most of today's bestsellers, Jose A. Sanchez Villanueva.It's really surprising how a book, dated 54, can be so modern. Throughout its pages, you can see paragraphs that simply are the source of many later killing books. McGregor's theory, Hertzberg's ergonomic factor, the vision of Ted Levitt about marketing myopia, the search for simplicity, the modern concept of ethical behavior of companies, and so many others.Really amazing how Drucker already peaked on these points many years ago. What new have all these new gurus been speaking about? Nevertheless, the most striking issue is his lookout for human virtues in managers. Integrity and character are the main tools of the right manager. We are still on the search for them.
机械工业出版社，出版日期2006年2月，页数322页。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。
听力课堂，听 class.com。